tried something. Here we go. You can't get more diverse going from the Pacific to Killian. I mean, those are like apples and oranges. Two completely different styles, two completely different levels of energy that you can find in back-to-back pieces. You've always been able to maintain control and balance, which is nice. And it sounds great. Killian's a timing thing, and being able to, we need to do more exercises with rapid timing. And I know we were doing the ton for a minute thing for a while, but that, you know, and get used to moving the tongue quickly and in short distances. Instead of hammering things like that. But we're gonna do more work on beginnings of phrases, beginnings of notes, to get more uniformity, and to get the note to speak immediately and not further into the body of the note. I know we do a lot of things that might seem unconventional, but they're not really unconventional. It's drum corps. I think drum corps lag behind. I mean, if you had gone to a music school for performance, you would have been doing these things decades ago. It took drum corps a little more time to get caught up. A lot of it was because of the instruction. I think a lot of drum corps were taught by people that graduated from the group and they just started teaching. They had never really got into the finer points of brass technique. That is now caught up. So when you hear a drum corps warming up, you say, they all sound the same. Well, yeah, they figured it out. They figured the formula out to make it sound more like a band or a concert band or a symphonic group wind ensemble. So some of the things might seem unconventional, but there is a reason that we do it. And I probably told you the story once before. When the Cavaliers won DCI one year, it was a while back, and the show was in Madison, Wisconsin. I got into their arc when they played their show standing still at the end of the night, and I just couldn't believe how the beginning of every single note was so clean and clear and crisp. It was just, they just all spoke at the same time, and the note was just, the beginning of the note was just huge. And they had a couple of guys from Texas on their staff checking the horn line that year, and you could hear their influence on that brass section. It was just wild. Little things like that, but it's some of the stuff that we're trying to get into here, and what we've done so far is really paying off, because I don't think there's any other alumni group that I can think of that is going to play with the same quality of sound that you guys play with. We don't always do it together, but you know, that's, we're going to work on that. I'm going to work on it. Still some stuff to work on. All right, this last tune I think is, it better be tonight, or it better be this afternoon. And I know somebody probably wants to say, well, you talk about speed of light and speed of sound, but if sound takes longer, why are you putting the metronome in front of us? Why shouldn't it be behind us? You're right, it should be behind you. But we're close enough here where it's not going to make that much of a difference. Now, if Phil were here, Phil would have asked that question. I bet.
But he's not here.
But he's not here.
Call him.
All right, here we go. It had better be tonight, 8-0.